Okay, Rabbosai, the Gemara, we're in the middle of the Gemara, we're going to finish up the sugya today. So the Gemara says, Ela hadat tan amel sugot say trom, trom gadaz balabais. Many of their balabais, trom bebenonis, achas mechamish. So you have a Baal sets up a shlichus relationship. He appoints somebody to be a shliach. He doesn't identify what he's supposed to do. And he, we assume that in such a case, in any yodeh das balabayis, you're toreim bebenonis. Piches ohosif, truma so truma. So we saw Tysus yesterday. And before we, I want to go back in Tos for a second, but I just want to look at the Gemara quickly in Bav Metzia. Because that's what the Rishonim are involved in. And the Gemara in Bav Metzia is addressing on Daf Chavei is the topic of Yeish Shalom Midas, Have Yeish or Lo Have Yeish. What is that, Shaila? Is if a person lost an object, and had he known about it, he would have been Miyayish. Someone picked it up. So is Yeish Shalom Midas Yeish or not Yeish? Rava says Yeish Midas Have Yeish. Abai says Lo Have Yeish. So in that context, the Gemara brings a lot of rias. And one of those rias is this case over here. So take a look, five lines down. Toshma. Ketzad omru ha torim shlomidas, shuma so truma. What's the case where you're torim shlomidas and it's good shuma? Hare shiyad latok sadach harev alikei v'taram shlomishus im chayis mishum gezel ain't shuma so truma. V'imlav shuma so truma. So the Brisa says that if you go ahead and are torim shlomidas, so if there's a gezel situation involved, there's nothing to talk about. You're going into someone's property, you're taking food away, that's nothing to talk about. So if it's gezel, nothing to talk about. If it's not gezel, then chumaso chuma. I don't have an extra sheet here that I can give you, that I'm willing to give. So the imlach, okay, uminayin hu yodea, how do you know if there's a gezel problem? Imlav, harei shabob balabai. So the balabai comes, umotza, and he sees the guy being tyran, v'amalo kachetzel yofos. Im nimso yofos man shumasa chuma. Imlav ain't shumasa chuma. Lick to ha bailim. Let's see the bailim join him. Oh, you're plucking fruit and you're going to make chuma? Yeah, throw this into the chuma pot as well. So in that case, v'osif alein bengako bengako shumasa chuma. Now, v'chim nimso uyof. Either way,
whether it's nice or it's not nice,
yeah, there's either way he's acquiescing to right. The activities of the shliach. V'chinimtzu yafas me'en shumas chuma. Why does that make a difference if he found more yafas? It's good shuma. Be'idna the taram when the shliach did what? Did the chuma halo hava yoda? So right, that's the kash. So I both say when the shliach, according to right now, when the shliach was doing the hafrasha. Did the Baal know about it?
Yes.
He didn't know about it. And then afterwards he says, Klak Eitzel Yafos, and why says Shumaso? Shumos. What do you see over here? Yeish Omidas? Have Yeish. You know, retroactively,
he gave up on having.
We will say that, yes, he intended to. You know, he's on board, even though we don't know Bashas Maisav, he's on board. But since afterwards we know he's on board, so retroactively he's always on board. That's Yeish Omidas. Have a yesh. That detail's not important, but that's the context of the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, it's an attack on Abaye. So Tirgama Rava Alibad Abaye. So Rava comes to the defense of Abaye and says, no, here we're talking about this Shavye Shliach. It's not a Yesh Omidas case because he actually told him to become a Shliach. He said, I want to be my Shliach. But he didn't give him full information. What did he say he should be Tyrim? Did he tell him what to be Tyrim? He didn't tell him what to do. So the shavye shliach, and how can I mean mistavet? Isak that lo shavye shliach mihave chumas a chuma. Like, listen carefully. It's a key line. If it wasn't, if he didn't make him a shliach, would it be a good chuma? Va'atem gam atem arachmana l'rabo shluchachem. Now this line I'm underlining because I want to know what it means in the course of today's shiur. I put this line makomos on because of this line. So ma atem l'da'atchem. Av shluchachem l'da'atchem. Rashi. Atem gam atem. Kein tarimu gam atem. Mehochan afkan shukus opin kamos l'tshuma. She'asliach she'torom tshumas l'tshuma. Ve'kevi de shukus mehochan afkalon al kocha shluchachem dum yada'atem ba'ina. A shliach is like atem. What does that mean? Av shluchachem L'da'atchem. So Rashi says something very, very benign. What does it mean? Shukachem ledatchem. Shabaylem minu shliach. Is that the Baal has to go ahead and overtly appoint the shliach. We'll see if that's the only way to learn it. So what do you say? Zilchrom. Velo amalei chomei hani. Didn't tell him where to be tarim from. V'stamei de balabayis ki chomei beinu nis hatarim. So that is the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Yes, Daniel.
Can you also explain that line saying that just like a shaliach, a person that has no thoughts,
I don't think that's what it means. I don't think that's what the line is saying. Is there some kind of the shliach has to be doing something midas balabais. The shliach has to be doing it midas balabais. The shliach has to be doing it midas balabais. Okay?
Doing
the hafrasha midas balabais. The way Rashi says the shliach has to be appointed. And I'm going to say maybe a little bit more than
that.
Okay, Vaiter.
Isn't that pasha?
No, it's not pasha. We'll see. It's not pasha. Not pasha. Give me a chance. Give me a chance. Eliab, are you with me today? Good. Eliab, are you with me today?
Oh my gosh.
Not yet. Tosis comes along and asks the obvious kash. In our sugya, when the balabais, when the shliach is told zilchrom, and it's not identifying exactly what to be tyrant, so what does our Gemara say? Piches ohosiv asara, chuma so chuma. What did it say over there when it comes to the case of Bav Metzia? Is it automatically chuma so chuma when it deviates? No. If it's klachetz liyafos and what? Klachetz liyafos and there are no yafos, then what do we assume? This is not consistent with das balabayas and it's not good. So says Tosfos, you have a steer. When you are inconsistent with das balabayas, is it good? Is it not good? The Gemara Bava Metzia says no good. Over here we're saying you have a deviation that's allowed. What is the pshat? So Tosfos says. Tosis says, V'im Tomar, is there an Im Tomar? V'koshe, fourth line of Tosis. Fifth line. D'mai shnomi d'hoda omar b'hamo mal shukot tse trom, v'hoda v'tarom, imam al balabai is kachet ziyafos, imin ziyafos man chumas v'chuma, v'im lab, ein chumas v'chuma, muki la hasam, kem d'shav ya balabai shliach. V'afil achi ein chumas v'chuma. Why? Kevin so pire so behed yishu mitzvah sa liyafos. Kasha. V'yesh lomar. The husband of time, lefisha ain't there when the Adam live or high yafos, because they live from a lot bain on it. Aval hach, the is harbin the Adam, they're dark and the chum by ein yafe, matzi lemme la hachim da ticha, u butla daitach eitzel da ti, lema shim da ticha. So what's the chiluk made by Tosis? Tosis says, when it comes to the case in Bava Metzia, the qualitative difference in peros, the average person is telling what kind of pri? What kind of pre qualitatively? Beinonim. Does anyone tirem yafos? That would be unusual to be tirem yafos, and therefore you are limited to beinonim, unless you know for sure he wants yafos. But otherwise you're limited, and therefore if you breach, you exceed the ratzon ha'baal, no good. However, in the case of our sugya, it is very normal to do what? To give 1/40th or 1/60th. And therefore, when you deviate, you are still within the range of total normality, and you can say, Bekach imdatich. Okay, so I'm just going to fill out this chart over here a little bit. According to Tosis, if you are Shina bimiskave, what does Shina bimiskave mean? What are you supposed to give?
150.
You're supposed to give 150. And you gave, on purpose, 1/40th or 1/60th. What's the din?
It's good.
It's good. You're the shliach. It's good. That is what Tosis says. Does anyone disagree with my reading of Tosis?
Shina?
Yeah. You deviated? Bimiskaven. On purpose. And I'm assuming, yes, of course, you deviated in the 140 to 160th range. If you go 170th or you go 130th, then that's no good because you're out of the range. But if you are in the range and you deviate, Shina b'miskaven, Tosis says is good. Why does Tosis say it's good? Give me the Lashna Tosis. Yes? Because Butla daito etzel dati and lekach im daticha. That is what Tosis says. Says the Rambam.
Why is it the das of the owner is 141.60?
No, the
das of the owner is unstated. Right. But that gives us, according to Tosos, it's a scope of 141.60. Why is it batel das etzel dati?
Because I'm saying what Tosos says.
According to Tosos, he says that the scope of Zuchot goes from 140 to 160.
He does not say that. He's saying that within that range, butla dato ledati. That's what he said.
No, he says,
Yafeh, Matzila Meimar.
So that is his scope of Zuchot. So you get
Matzila Meimar, lahachi in daticha.
Right.
Ubitalto datech etzel dati. And your das is butl to my das.
Whose das is butl?
The das habal is butl to das hashliach.
Because the shliach is working now within the das of the baal, which is 140, 160.
Correct.
Why does it need to be butl? Hold on. Patience.
The Rambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam. Ha'omer l'shluchot say utrom torem kedas shel balabais. Okay, im haya yodea bo shu baal ayin yiroe marfish echad b'shishin v'im baal nefesh seveya marfish lo achad b'arboin v'im eino yodea marfish lo b'beinonis achas mechamish. So far so good. Okay, niskaven l'beinonis. The also be yodo achas me arboim or achas me shishim chumaso chuma. Niskaven lebenonis. He wanted to take one out of 50. And also be yodo. What does also be yodo mean?
Happened to be.
He took a bunch. Yesterday he won 50. It turned out to be 140. That's what I'm calling shina betos. That's called also be yodo. Also, biyado. They didn't intend this, but it just happened. So the Rambam writes, "What's the din?"
It's good. Shumasa.
What about im niskaven lahosiv ala beinonis vitaram? And some of you have a wrong girsa. Vitaram afilu akas mitisha ve'arboim ain shumasa shuma. Shina b'miskaven, and instead of giving 150th, you gave even something as insignificant as 1 out of 49. What's the halacha? Ain't shumasach. So we have what looks to me to be a very fundamental machlekes between the Rambam and Taisis in the latter case. While I'm at it, I'm going to ask you a question. And I'd like you not to blurt out an answer, but I'd like you to think and reflect. What goes in this box?
Shh.
I know anything resembling Xbox is meaningful to you.
That was hard. That was quick.
What a bar.
That
was literally the biggest.
That was long
done. Wow.
Right. Yes. Still got it.
Up on the track. Wow.
What goes over here, and only answer if you have a reasoned, logical opinion. Eliab, what do you think goes there?
And X goes there because the ball bias is hanging on the side. I trust in your seichel to go and choose the knowledge. He didn't say if you make an accident. Accident is not his own seichel. It's not an accident. That's a problem.
I agree. According to Tosfos, what is the logic that Tosfos says over here, Shina b'miskave, that Chumas or Truma? Why?
Because he himself had the kavana to do one.
Because Bahachi imdaticha, I am trying to get into your head. I have a right You have granted me the right over here. This is in range. This is what I thought you wanted. And batla da'atcha etzel da'ati. And therefore it's good. Bamet dvar mamurim, when is that true? When
you have the dog,
it is part of what we'll call a plan. It's part of my intended move. But if this is all just accidental, so is that obekach emdaticha, what I thought you had in mind? It's accidental. Mamela, once it's accidental, is he deviating?
Yeah.
He's deviating. And I would posit, it's not mukhruch, I cannot guarantee this to be the case, but I think it's reasonable based on Lashon Tosis to say that Shina Betos, Tosis would say no good, which means you now have a double machlekes between the Rambam and Tosis. And I'd like you to posit for me, what is the pshat in the Rambam sheet? Why does the Rambam say, Shina b'miskave, no good, and Tos says it's good? Why does the Rambam say, Shina b'tos, that's okay, that's fine? What is the Rambam's vision? And by the way, before I get to that question, what is driving the Rambam to this position? Why is the Rambam learning like he's learning? What's pushing him here away from Tosis? Yes, Yehuda.
Does he face the Shliach, which is just the Shliach?
No, 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 but I'm saying before you give me a Svara. Before a Svara, what text is driving the Rambam? Before that, but I think you point to the page, that's the only other text, yes. In other words, what was the Kasha Tosis? What was Tosis Kasha?
Why is it that over here?
Tosis Tasha, why is there? What's the difference between the case of Klach Etzel Yafos, Bamitzia Dachav Beis, and our Sugya? And what did Tosis do? How was he Machalik? When it comes to the qualitative difference, not everyone gives Bainerness. When it comes to quantitative difference, there's a range. People, some give this, some give that, and lakach emdatich. You know what the Rambam assumes? The Rambam assumes this isn't, you can't make that distinction. That distinction doesn't fly. That distinction does not fly. And therefore, the sugi of klach etz yafos is correct. And our sugya is correct, and the chiluk is not a function of qualitative versus quantitative. A lot of people do that, and no people do that. That's not the vision. Just like by Klach Etzel Yafos. Are you allowed to deviate? Are you allowed to deviate on purpose? No. So too, in our sugya, you're not allowed to deviate on purpose. It's all one package. I'm starting with the Rambam. According to the Rambam, explain to me this din. Shina b'miskaven, no good. Explain to me that din. That's the din I want. Only that din. Not Tosis, not this, only this box. Yehuda, only this box.
You're never allowed to deviate, so.
You're not allowed to deviate. It's not a deviation. Why is it a deviation? Why is it a deviation?
He's not giving what he wants.
He doesn't say what he wants.
What he
didn't say what he wants. What?
What he wants is 150.
How he didn't say?
That's the default.
So I'm just pushing into that statement. But when you don't know what the shliach wants, the chachamim say the shear of tshuma is 150. It's not a fluff. The shear of tshuma is 150th. We impute Das Balabais, 1/50th. And therefore, says the Rambam, any deviation from that, Bekavana, now is outside of the scope of the Shlichus. Because what did this Shliach, did this Mishaleg tell this Shliach? What did he tell him? No?
Go do true.
He said, Zil Trom, brackets, Echa Michamishim. That's what it means. And therefore, when he does 1/40th or 1/50th, what's the halacha? You breached the you breached your shlichus. Because the chuma is 1/50th. That's this box.
What is the Rambam use the cover?
Who's in control? Who's really in charge over here?
The Baal.
The Baal's in charge. The Baal is koveya.
Well, that's what it is.
Implicitly 1/50th. And once you deviate, you're out of the scope of the shlichus.
That's
the Rambam shita. And guess what? Where did he learn that shita from? He learned it from the sugya of klach etzel yafis. Because over there, what's the din? We assume that what does he want? Deinonis. And unless he reveals afterwards, klach etzel no, do whatever you want, the din is deinonis. And any deviation is no good. That's how the Rambam understands our sugya too. Is Bainer's quality and Bainer's quantity, 1/50th is the din. However, where he made an error, is he outside of the scope of the Shlichus? If he did it by accident?
No.
He's not outside of the scope of the Shlichus. When you explicitly go outside the scope of the Shlichus, you're outside the scope of the Shlichus. If it's accidental and you're within the range of standard deviation,
he's trying to do it.
So, chumoso chuma. Now, I'm not saying he might, maybe he has to pay. If he did too much, maybe he has to pay of his own pocket, maybe. But the chuma is a good chuma. And that is the Rambam's position. What is Tosis' position? And this Yehuda, yeah, you were saying, go ahead.
He thinks that he's a Baal Dabra.
According to Tosis,
he's a Baal Dabra.
When I appoint a Shliach, who is now in control? Is one, let's start over here. Shina b'miskave. So yeah, I wanted you to take implicitly 1/50th. But at that point, once I delegate you to be my shliach, and since 1/40th and 1/60th are acceptable positions, who's the Baal Dover over here? The shliach. And therefore, he's allowed to deviate in that fashion. Why? Why is he allowed to deviate in that fashion? Because it's normal truma, and it's a choice. It's a choice. But if it is not being done as a choice, shina betos, and he just messed up. It's not. Can he say, "Oh yeah, this is what I thought you meant"? He's not doing what I thought you meant. And therefore, if it's not overt bikavana, memele, it's outside the scope of the shlichus. And therefore, basically, the Tosis and the Rambam have svarot hafuchot. They're coming at it from different angles. The Rambam shita is, no, you've been assigned, and it goes also to when a person's Torim stam. He says, shliach zilchom stam. According to the Rambam, that means the shir is 1/50th. And a deviation is a deviation in the shlichus, no good. Whereas according to Tosis, not true. And the Baal, the share becomes a Baal Dabar. In this case of Shina Betos, so you can't say the svar of lahachim daticha, but ladait as chodam. No, I was accidental. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean it. The second you say you didn't mean it, you're acting outside the scope of the shlichus. And I believe that is the machlekes Rambam and Tosis. I will take quick pointed questions because I still have a little more to do here. Yeah?
So by Tosis, basically on when the Shliach takes it off purposefully, don't we also say that the Tosis not agree that the set amount is 150?
Tosis says the default. There's a difference between Tosis' vision is the default, but it's subject to the Das HaTorim, which is the Shliach. He's okay. Been given authority. That's the default. But okay. According to the Rambam, it's much more than the default. It's stronger than default. That's the Shir. Okay. That's the Shir. Okay. Elisha. Yeah. Lashon of Tosfos is why do we allow a purposeful deviation? Because he can say, Lahachi indaticha, this is what I thought you wanted. So my deed is a reflection of the shlichus. I thought it's what you wanted. After the fact, he didn't. Yeah, but la daita eitzel kol adam. I did something reasonable. I thought this is what you wanted. That's within the scope of the shlichus. But when I just carelessly or otherwise made a mistake, so I can't use that. I can't say this is what you wanted. You know, there's no meeting of the minds now between the shliach and the mishaleach. I just did something wanton, and therefore that is going to be outside the scope of the shlichus. Aliyav.
When you've been saying that Rambam sort of used, so it says Zil Tarm, and then it says Tarm Ben is a bracket, right? That's including the pieces of Tzara, right?
Say again.
When you said you explain the Rambam as far as he's doing so good. When he says when Baal Hai says Zil Tarm. Say, the
Bain
is in the brackets.
The what?
The Baal Bain says the Zil Tarm is in the brackets.
Yeah.
And then who's people
are that you, it's, no. The Shir is Zil Trom Achad Mechamish.
Exactly.
That's what I want you to do. But there's a margin of error that is built in by Chazal if it is by accident. But once it's on purpose, you're breaching the scope of the shlichus.
So that's why it's by accident, as far as I'm concerned, works.
Correct. Right. Yeah.
Can we just say what the Rambam's shita of why it doesn't work by mistake? It doesn't work.
It doesn't work if you were purposeful.
Right. So
because I told you to do halachically. I told you to do 150. That was the mess. That was the shlichus. 150th. You did 160th. That's a breach. You did 140th. That's a breach. And you did it on purpose. That's a breach. If you did it by accident, then even the Rambam agrees there's a margin of error that Chazal built into Truma, and that would be okay. But it's only if it's betos.
So there's two different sense. It's the guy gets the das.
Correct. Correct. Okay.
So there's two different points.
Correct. There's two different points. Now, I want to read one more Rambam. Wait. Yes,
I'll can you explain what the Rambam, why by Shia Betos it works?
Shia Betos, it works. It works. It works. Because there is built into Truma. Once Chazal said, Echa Barboim, up to Shishim, there's a built, what that means according to the Rambam is there's a built-in margin of error. In other words, I can't, what am I going to do? I'm going to count every single piece of wheat? I don't have to count every single piece of wheat. If I grab a chunk, as the hafrasha. Yeah, I'm going for 150. That's what I'm going for. It ends up being 160 or 140th. There's a reasonable margin of error, which is okay. That's like implicit, but only if it's betos. If I overtly, on purpose, deviate from what you want, that is no good. That is no good. Okay?
Yeah, but why would that make a difference why would that be no by Shina Miskavi?
Meaning it has to do with the dots of the ball?
Exactly. In other words, she'd have been miscopied means I told you to do 150 and you just ignored me. You can't do that. You can't ignore me.
So the fundamental, the Rambam holds is it all works with the das, the ba'al, and the das, the ba'al. Why would it be okay with the das, the ba'al if you make a mistake?
Because that's what I'm saying. Is built in to the hafrasha, as we'll see in a second. I'll show you in a second. But built into the hafrasha is a margin of error if it's an error, if it's accidental error. If it's purposeful deviation, that's outside the scope of the shlichus. You're not a shliach anymore.
And then, according to Tosfos, you said that you want to say that the Shina Betos, it's not good?
I want to say it's not good because the whole Svar of Tos is built on that this is what I thought was your intention. I'm just trying to match your intention. And that's true if I'm acting Bekavon, if I'm acting Betos, mistakenly, carelessly, I can't match my action to your intention.
But if the shliach has full control.
No, so I'm not giving him full control.
No, but if he's a baldavar.
You're right. I'm refining that. He's not a full Baal Dover. He is not the full Baal Dover. Where's the Baal, that the Baal Abayis? Because if he was, then even 130th, 180th, he doesn't have that range of that. He knows he's a Baal Dover within the scope of the shlichus.
Right.
But when he goes ahead and is in error, he is deviating from Baal Abayis. Now he's outside of the scope of the shlichus. What's the scope of the shlichus? The scope of the shlichus is figure out what I want and do it. So if I thought you wanted 140. That's reasonable because it was done by kavanah.
Okay.
If it's done by tos, it's not reasonable.
But shiva tos is that he did have that intention.
No, he
had the intention to take
exactly. He intended 150 and he took 160th.
Okay, but
he
that,
messed up.
But it should be the same thing to Rambam that it's still within this scope of marginal error.
I'm not saying I can't tell you you're wrong. Tos doesn't say. Because I'm not saying you're wrong. Your shot is 100% fine.
But say like me, then your shot goes out the window.
Not out the window. Doesn't go out the window.
So why are you specifically saying like this?
I'm saying like this because I want to highlight. This is what I do in shiur for pedagogical reasons. I want to highlight the difference between the bottom row. And by highlighting the difference between the bottom row, what Tosis is based in the bottom row, is the Baal Abayis has a degree of control. But as long as he is matching, he is lining up with the Das Baal Abayis. When he's doing it with Tos, by definition, that is not lining up with Das Baal Abayis. I must go weiter, and I want to lose the Klashir, so let's push ahead.
I agree
it's not Mukhra.
I'm saying, but looking at it, it would seem to be that Tosos would say...
I think you could argue with me on the top right box. I'm accepting that comment. I want to go weiter. Okay, now listen to this Rambam. This is a very striking Rambam. I found this Rambam to be very, very scary. You ready? Rambam is Perek Gimel of Hilchos Shumos, Halacha Hey. Hamarbe b'tshuma. If a person is marbe b'tshuma, meaning what? What does that mean, marbe b'tshuma? He gives a lot. He's very Cohen friendly. He gives 20%, 50%, 99% of the kri, he gives over his truma. Harezu truma. Now, who are we talking about over here? Just want to make sure we're on the same page. Who's doing this?
The Baal is doing it.
This is not a shliach case. A Baal goes in and says, I want to be generous. I'm going to give 99% of the Baal to the Kohen. Harei Zeh Truma. He has to leave some eschum. He can't give everything. You can't give. You have to separate out Truma. If you're giving everything as Truma, 100%, that's no good. You have to have some chul. Now, Hamiskave Litshom Echad Me Asara. Your plan is you want to be generous to the Kohen. You're going to give 10%. So you reach out. Ve'olsa biyado echad mishishim. And you ended up only giving 1/160th. Shumasa chuma. That's good. Niskaben litshom echad mishishim. Ve'olsa biyado echad mechamishim. Ain't no truma. What? What? So, one second. So the Rambam is telling you, case one is you wanted to do what? 110. And you ended up giving much less, you gave 1/160th. What's the halacha?
It's good.
True. Sheen of the toes. Yes?
Was it good?
It's good. In a case where you wanted to give what? 1/160th, and you ended up giving 1/150th, ain shumaso. True. It's no good. Is there any logic to this split? There's no shliach here. It's the bomb. The Baal. Now, what does the Kesef Mishnah say? The Kesef Mishnah explains the following. What's the difference in case one and case two? So says the Kesef Mishnah, when you give 10%, you want to give 10%, do you want to give also 1/160th?
Yes.
Yes. Yesh bichlal masai mon. 1/60th is in 1/10th. Satshuma. That's good because it's within your intent. However, when you gave 1/60th, you want to give 1/60th and you end up giving 1/50th, is that consistent with what you wanted to do?
No, you gave more.
That's not what you wanted. And therefore, ain truma so truma.
Is that only the extra or the actual?
I think I'm. It sounds to me like everything. It's not, none of it is good. It's one mice hafrasha, and the entire hafrasha is out. Now, let me just think about this for a second. Let me ask you a question. According to the Rambam, what if a shliach did both of these things? Let's say a shliach did both. A shliach was assigned to give a tenth, or a shliach was assigned to give a 60th.
Specifically instructed to give.
He was instructed.
The first one wouldn't.
And also biyada. That's the lashon Rambam here, no? The also biyada. Also biyada. What's the lashon of also biyada? Shina b'tos. What does the Rambam say by a shliach?
Exactly the opposite.
No, I don't think so.
So both would be.
No, whatever you
want to order. They would both be good.
It would both be good.
Why the first one did you go?
Because when he makes mistakes. What do you want to say?
I'm saying the only thing is, when I say. A 60th.
If I'm a shliach, and I say, I tell a shliach to do 1/60th. Oh, good. So if I say to him, do 1/60th, and he does. 1/50th, even if it's
intentional.
No, even if it's intentional, I get it. If it's intentional, he's out of the scope of the shlichus. But what if it's a toss? If it's a toss, in the case over here, in a case of toss, he told him to do 1/50th, and he made a mistake and he did 1/60th or 1/40th. The Rambam says it's good. Over here, he's saying, "Ein shuma so shuma." So my question is, why is the Baal HaBayis worse off than the shliach? If the shliach made a mistake, then okay, reasonable errors, mistakes, is in the scope of the shlichus. But when the Baal HaBayis makes a mistake, it's no good. It's no good if it's outside of the range. So I want to suggest a thought. You can take it or leave it. But I'm going back to how I started this year. Remember how I started this year? I read a Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Beis. And the Gemara has a drasha. What's the drasha? Ma atem leda'atchem af shluchachem leda'atchem. What does that first part of that sentence mean? Ma atem Lidda'atchem. What does that mean? So I want to suggest what it means is as follows. If I were to ask you what is the shear of truma, what's the answer? Let's start from the beginning. What's the shear truma doraisa? The answer is whatever you want. Chita achas poteres es hakri. One seed is enough. Came along the rabbis and says, that's a little insulting to the Kohanim. So give something reasonable. Wealthy, medium, more impoverished, but give something reasonable. What's the shear truma? What's the shear truma?
Minimum or
what's the shear of truma? So maybe the shear of truma is ma'atem lida'atchem. You are koveya, the shear of truma. And when you decide, yes, I'm a generous guy, then you are koveya, the shear of truma is 1/4. I'm a cheat guy. Then I'm koveya. The sheer tshuma is 160. And therefore, l'da'atchem, when I'm doing it myself, and I am saying I want to do 160th, that's the sheer of tshuma. And now when I deviate from the sheer, it's a deviation of which, no, that's not what I was, that's not my din. My din is 160.
Is that to protect
you gave now, no, that's how the halacha is formulated. It's a funny thing. I saw some achronim write, which I was very unusual. Let's say you gave 1 out of 55. Are these like, no, these are three alternatives, either 140th, 150th, 160th, or no, it's a range. They're just like a range, but 155 is also a number. So what we're saying is, l'dachem means you are kovei the sheer tshuma. And therefore, if you've deviated from the sheer, you are kovei, ein tshumaso tshuma. In the case over here, when you are kovei 1/10, what does the Kesef Mishnah say? Is 1/60th inside 1/10? Yes, so that 1/60th is still going to have a din of tshuma, and therefore, tshumaso tshuma. Rabosai, this is a very lumdish sugya. You need to take a deep breath, dream about it, think about it. Instead of spending 7 hours this afternoon on a couch, you can do something else. But it requires some thought. Okay, so let's anyone have questions?
Yes.
Please come forward. Minchas at 1 o'clock, please.